Blog Talk Radio.
Today is September 18th, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Liz Fohorst, along with my lovely Psychic Medium numerologist and Akashic Record reader, Fiona Millar, and also our beautiful spiritual healer and teacher, Vivian Aubin. But before I bring them on, I want to welcome before I bring these beautiful ladies on, I want to say that you can call in to us, and you can call in at 714-816-4628, or you can also call in and make a comment on our chat at Psychic Network, Talk Network /chat, and leave a comment or question there. So today we won't be taking any readings today, but we will be taking your calls and comments on our topic, which today is death and dying. So without further ado, let me actually welcome on my wonderful co-host. Fiona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you today?
Hello, beautiful. I'm great.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Glad got everything working and rolling. So everything's good at my end. So, yeah. So
hopefully
it's good.
Everything stays that way. It's our energy.
Yeah.
Our energy is just so strong, and that's what happens sometimes, right?
So, exactly.
Hopefully it stays that way. So, Fiona, let's welcome Vivian on so Vivian can tell everybody what the show is about today. Okay, so Vivian, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Rose. Hi, Fiona. Hi, everyone.
Hello,
today is actually one of my favorite days, and it's because that we can touch many hearts today, because it's our monthly show of death and dying. And every Thursday of each month, we shine the light on the death and dying. That makes a safe place to ask your questions and have a discussion on this every day. We're exposed to it all the time, no matter who we are. So before we start taking your calls, I feel it's very important that you listeners know who is talking to you, like what is our background, so we can answer these questions for you so then you can understand where they're coming from, okay? So as Rose said, my name is Vivian Aubin. I'm a registered nurse in Canada. I graduated in 1981, so a few years ago. I'm also trained in grief and trauma recovery. I'm a shamanic practitioner and certified in soul retrieval. I'm a Reiki master and a clinical hypnotherapist. So I have had the privilege to be with patients who are dying and with them when in their final hours and moments in this world at the hospital. I've also been with family and friends in the hospital when they're dying and again when they transition to the other world. So I've been very fortunate in that way. And then I myself had a near-death experience. My heart didn't stop, but I literally was the next step over. So, I had my foot in both worlds. And to this day, can be in both worlds as once, as so can Rose and Fiona. And then we have Rose and Fiona's professional and personal expertise as well. So I welcome you all to call in and ask questions about a loved one dying and what you can do or understand about what is happening physically in the body, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You are very welcome to share your experience as well with your loved ones that have died. And, you know, my guides are prompting me as well to say that all of a sudden we think that sometimes we've healed when when it's fresh, it takes us time. But sometimes it could be 10 years ago, and there was always something that you always wanted to know, and it stops you from that journey to completely healing and accepting that death. And when we say, well, that's a long time ago, we moved forward, not always. Sometimes that's why this show, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing, is all about, and this special episode as well. You can feel totally free to ask or share anything you wish. It is not necessary to give your real name as well. Whatever you are comfortable with, know that today, at this moment, you're exactly where you're meant to be, in a loving, understanding place. Now for today, so we can concentrate and allow all the time we can on this important topic, we won't be doing any mini readings, just answering questions and allowing the callers to share their experience. So to come to the air on live, make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad. But don't worry, if you press 1 already thinking in hopes of getting a free meeting reading, there's no coincidence. Next week's show, we'll be doing all open lines, so if you just want to come on air, tell me your name. I can see your number, and I can write it down, and we'll get you in for sure next week for the free mini reading. So if you still hung on, that is great as well. So just, but like I say, there is no coincidence, so stay on the line as well. So we've already got callers on the line, so we're going to go right to the caller. And our first caller, her name is Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
Can you hear us all okay?
Yes, I can hear you guys fine. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly. Awesome.
Okay. I was just wanting to call in. 16 years ago today, I lost my 7-year-old daughter suddenly to cancer. It was very quick. And, you know, we know that there's different stages in grieving, but I have had so many different signs of her being with me. She leaves me signs of dimes. And it can be little things. I'm not at home. I'm actually traveling with my husband. And I know this day, you know, the numbers you don't get out of your head. You number songs, you know, sayings, different things that come across that reminds us of our loved ones. But, you know, we know that they're, I mean, I feel that she's with me. I know that, you know, she's with my other two daughters. But it's the grieving process has been a struggle for me. And I don't know, like I said, it happened so quickly. I'm just wanting to, you know, let people know that there is hope. We go through years and, you know, things that's going to come up on us, birthdays, dates. But, you know, I know that she's in a better place. I know she's not in pain. I know she's not hurting anymore. But it's just, it's kind of hard sometimes to understand that, if that makes any sense. I guess because she was only 7. I've tried to get on social media because at that time when she passed, there wasn't social media. So I had nobody to reach out to. There was no, you know, Instagram where, you know, people are following that kind of cancer or anything. And I'm just, you know, I'm just hoping, you know, I hope within time it'll start healing a little bit more of the pain. It's just the days, you know, the birthday and the passing date right now is, you know, 16 years out. It's still pretty heavy.
And is it 16 years today?
Yes, ma'am. It was 16 years this morning at 5:40. And she was pronounced. And it's just those timings. I'm sorry.
No, you take your time.
I know that I hear, you know, birds singing and butterflies, monarch butterflies was her. She loved to chase butterflies. And, you know, I'll see one come and land on my shoulder or on my hand and, but the biggest thing is, you know, the dimes, and I don't know if that's been something that anyone else has lost a loved one. I've heard that it is a sign. I think it would help my family and I, you know, move on because we know that, you know, we all find them, and it's been going on now for 16 years. We found so many dimes in the first year that at that time she was 13-year-old daughter buy a camera. I mean, that is just, it's overwhelming. And it's very, I hadn't found one in about 6 to 8 months, and I was walking out, we're in Louisiana, so I was walking in outside, and I mean, I just walked up on one, and I hadn't had one in a long time. So I know she's with me. It's just the healing is, like I said, it's just those days and leading up to that day. And I was curious to know if there was anyone. I know other people deal with things a lot different. And I know yes, she's with us, and she's with my other daughters. So, and they're both going through a rough spot right now, too. So I didn't know if anybody had any advice on I don't think there's a magic wand we can wave to make the hurt go away. But I think just knowing that she's with us and the
Kim,
signs that she's
doing. You know, Kim, we'll talk about the dimes for sure. But you know what touches my heart right now, because I also have a son in spirit. He was 18, so every experience is different, so I can understand what you're saying, and we'll talk about that some more. But just the fact that this show is at this time and you're in a place that you can actually call into the show is your daughter helping you in the best. And you know, I'm getting choked up because I can feel her. She's helping you in every way she can to be able to talk to us, to connect with us. And, you know, of course, you meeting Rose first and Rose saying, come to this show. And this show to be airing on the day of, you know, her passing. And, you know, we say it's passing and it's a coming home. It truly is. And I told, you know, everybody's grief is different. But, I losing a child, you know, like it is a, I don't want to say it's a special grief, because every grief is different for everyone. But it's a difference. It just is when you've carried that child in your womb. And, you know, and you've loved this child, your love doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And I know exactly what you mean there, Kim. You know, I remember, and I'll share this with you, I remember so well, you know, and Kim, it's just like yesterday, isn't it? It feels just like yesterday.
It does. I don't feel like I've missed a step. I can hear her voice. I can see her face. I can see her coming to me. But I know, and I know there's such a void. I know she's not. But it does. I mean, you do look back and think. There's days where I think I wish I could hear her voice, but I know she's not going to say anything to me because I know she's not here. But it's almost like you start playing games with yourself. She's at her sister's, or, you know, or she's going to come through, or, you know, she's going to be walking through the room, or, you know, you always have that kind of in the back of your mind thinking that it's just a bad dream.
Exactly. And, you know, and I know exactly what you mean. And, you know, being a medium, I knew where my son was. And like, and I know exactly what you're saying, Kim, when you're thinking, well, it's just a bad dream. He's going to come to the door any minute. But in my case, I could see him. I could feel him, which I would never, you know, trade that for the world. But the other part of it, I could never not, just for one moment, not know that he's gone. And it's, you know, and it was interesting because I would just cry. I would just cry, and you know exactly what I mean. And the thought of just missing them, even though I knew and I could speak to him and feel him, there was that physical, you couldn't grab them and hug them. And was, you know, and even when I cried, Jim, I would hear my son saying, Mom, I'm so sorry, because he had to leave us, you know, just like your daughter had to leave, right? And they were sorry. And I would say, my boy, it's okay. I said, you don't have to keep saying I'm sorry. I said, I just miss you so much. It's the physicalness, that they're being right there beside you, you know, feeling their physical body, you know, in itself. And we do, and you're right. She's all around you. She's sending dimes. She's, you know, she brought you to this show today. Like, you can't ask for a stronger sign. There's no coincidence. You know, it's for you meeting Rose to be able to come here today, to be able to phone in where you can actually hear. And as Rose told me, sometimes you can't phone in where you're at. So it's just everything. You know, they line everything up. And the thing is, Kim, you're obviously open for her to line things up so that you can call on this show together, so you know that you're being heard. And the biggest part is that she hears you. She also feels you. You know, it's fine. We sit back and we, you know, think, okay, they're sending us dimes. They're, they're around us. But a big thing is what they want us to know is that they feel us. They see what we're doing. They're a part of our lives still. It's a different still. It's a different way. And we do, you know, have to grieve. It's, for me, it's 12 years. And you're still, there's still times that I'm sad. Because it's such a big part of you, of your heart, right?
Yeah.
It's just a
Yeah,
and
she was my baby.
Hard
leaving your baby.
It is, and you have to be okay with that. Our life has changed forever. It truly has, and even though sometimes deaths are sudden, and in your case with the cancer, you kind of knew it was coming. People will say, "Well, you knew it was coming, was easier." It's never easy. You can be prepared, but you still have to go through, all the grief and that. And I wish I could say, once you went through all that grief and you've accepted that it won't come back, but it does. But
it does.
And when it does, it's okay, because it just means like you're going deeper into yourself, and the deeper you can heal, the stronger you come out of it. It truly, when you look at a blossom, when the deeper you go in the blossom and then it comes out, you're even stronger and brighter for it. And, often I heard, they live, because they see us living, and they are living. They're continuing on with their life. They're having fun. They're doing all these things. I know that. I see that. But we miss them. I'm sure you thought of the same thing. I said, I won't see them get married. I won't see them have children. I won't have grandchildren, we all think of this, but that's about us, because there is nothing they don't have or experience, because they continue on. But in being that said, they are with us all the time. And when I say that, it's because they lived their life through us. So, but it's okay to be sad. Like I was telling my son, I said, because he could feel me crying, trying to comfort me. And I said, it's okay. I have to cry because I'm so sad, because I physically miss you. And there's still days that happens. They're not as often and they don't last as long, but there is still days, because a child touches us in a way that, unless you lose a child, you can have some idea. And it's because every loss is different. Like for you mentioned your daughter's having a hard time, and their relationship would have been like, that's their sister, right? And that's a different kind of loss. Yes. And every loss is so different. And I really understood that when a year ago my brother passed, and we were very, very close. So now I can even see the difference in the loss. We all have to, we all do it differently. We all have we have to step into our heart. And when I say step into our heart, it's to sit there for a moment, and it's okay to be sad. It's okay to hug. And it's okay to talk about them. Often you even, especially I would say, not so much in the family, but everybody's scared to. I know when it's my son's anniversary of his death, there's maybe one person that will call me and say, I know what date is today. I'm sending you a hug, because it's not that people aren't thinking about it in the family, but they just don't know how to say it. They don't know how to.
Right.
And you know what? Yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
No, I was going to say, I believe that's really true. Like I said, there wasn't social media back then. So I think just, posting something and, people seeing it and reading it and, all those memories come just flushing, storming right back, flowing right through you again of all, those memories. So I think I actually think it's a positive thing. For us in this day and time, for social media, where we can at least see and have those memories and keep on trying to push on. But it is, and I'm sorry to hear about your son as well. Yeah, I'm lucky to have my husband and my mom and dad and my other daughters, but I don't think there's anything more painful than losing a child. No, I'm sorry. You can go ahead, hon.
No, go ahead. No. You just know that you're saying.
Yeah, I just know that she's with me, and I know she's with her sisters. They always tell me of different things that's happening to them and don't understand why it happened or how it happened. The dimes, like I said, is a big part. So that does
help.
What
did
Don know? And, you know, also, Kim, you know, she's been, like you said, she's been sending you signs since she's passed. I mean, right after, because I've been with Kim on this journey, you know, and so she's been sending her signs forever. It's just sometimes when we're grieving so hard, it's hard to recognize them. And I think it just takes a little time. And like Vivian said, you're open to it now. So you're getting those signs, but it's still, the grief is there because of the physical. That is all true. I mean, I've never lost a child, but I've lost a lot of people in my life. And I know that when it comes to our loved ones, it's a little harder to accept because of the physical part of it. You know, they just communicate in a different way, and it's more in energy, and it's more in feeling, and it's not the physical way that they used to communicate, but they're still communicating. And Emily is really good at that, and you know she is. It's like every time Kim is down, I'll get a message, or one of my friends are mediums, will get a message for Kim. Kim is a medium herself.
Yes.
Just so you people know that. Right. But it is a little harder, I think, for us sometimes to accept the physical world, even if you are a medium. Sometimes it's harder to connect with your loved ones. But, you know, it is. They'll come through the people they need to, and they'll bring you to the place that you need to go. I think the reason, you know, it's so funny because I just looked down, and, of course, we got the 3-3s again on my computer. But I think this is just the spirit's way of saying that what happened today, you know, with you. It's so funny because Kim actually, you know, sent me a message on Facebook when I was getting ready for the show that said that she, you know, was going to call in today, but she thought that it was at a different time. And I said, no, it's at noon. And because she's in a different state, I guess the time threw her off. And I said, no, it's at noon. You could still call in, you know. So please call in, because you calling in, Kim, actually helps. You know, Vivian, you two talking about this together actually helps each other. And not only are you helping each other, but you're helping everybody else out there to hear this message that there is. And I love that you started the conversation with saying that there is hope out there, that you have got it. So you're very much aware of it. And Vivian telling you also, you know, she's there. You're very open to it, and you are. And just the fact that she called, or she made sure you called, you know, when you're there in Louisiana, where you could get a connection. You know, that Emily, that's typical Emily. Right
on this day, too, you know, on this day.
That's
so
typical Emily.
Yeah, she, I know she's strong. I know she's from, like, day one, like you said, Rose, going back, way back. You know, she's been around us a lot, so.
I remember seeing her jump up and down next to you and telling you, Kim, she's right there. Kim, she's right there, remember? And I asked Kim to meditate, to open up. You know, but I think that she, you know, she's a force. She's such a force. She really is. Right? It's beautiful. But I love that you called in. I love that you and Vivian are able to share that and heal others with your conversation. You know.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you for listening to me. And
Kim, can I ask what do dimes mean to you? What does a dime mean to you?
Well, I really didn't have any idea. I had thought it meant, you know, the 10, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through a really bad, I was married for 13 years, so I was going through a really bad separation when our daughter got sick. She was only sick for 4 weeks, so it was very quick. And I was going through a divorce. And so at that time, I was really trying to be strong for her and my other two daughters. because I was raising them by myself. So I had no idea what the 10 meant. It took 6 years for me to get remarried, and his birthday is on the 10th. And I kind of figured that that's what it meant. I'm trying to put it together.
Do you remember on her 10th birthday, that what would have been her 10th birthday, that Amy and Kelsey got money for college? And you kept finding two dimes. Do you remember that? You would not only
I
find
do.
One, but you would, everywhere we would go, and if Kim did the laundry or whatever, there was always two dimes. It was like she was giving them a sign, right?
Right, yeah, because they did. They actually had put a trust. I worked for the school district, and they had put up a trust fund, and they were supposed to get it when they got a little bit older, but they ended up getting it on her 10th birthday. But I didn't know at that time if that's what it meant, because it kept on, because it continued. But now it still continues. So
You know what? And I'm going to maybe ask Fiona if she's got any thoughts on this as well. But what I get from the dime, where, like you said, it's the one, and a one can be manifestation. And I don't know. I feel the presence of your daughter. She's just so kind and full of spirit and full of love and also kind of like to joke and laugh.
Yeah.
Like just to giggle.
Yes, she's a joke.
Yes. That's, you know, I feel with her. And, you know, I think of the dime as like 10-01. And when I think of the one, I think of manifestation. And, you know, and I'm getting goosebumps when I say this. I said, to me, and it depends if it feels right to you. And I always say, whatever we bring out, if it feels right to you guys, you take it. If not, you just leave it. It's always one person's interpretation. Is that with number one, you can manifest anything. And she's sending the dimes and the coins so that you guys can do anything. And she's sending them over and over and over again. You guys can do anything. There's nothing any one of you can do. You can't do. You just do it. You just have the magic. And the dime
is
the magic.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I know both of my daughters are going through a hard time. And they talked to her, and one of them had said something about wanting to know if she was doing the right thing in her life, and you just validated that.
Oh, good.
I know that's
good.
Not what this was about, but it was validation there.
It is all about them, because she is speaking through you, like through the dimes, through us, through, you know, what you're sensing. So this show is about all that. And then I will let Fiona say a bit. She wanted to talk about the dime as well. Hello, Fiona.
Hi. Kim, just to let you know, the dime is really, it's the number 10, and that is the Wheel of Fortune number. So it's either you need to, there is no in-between. So it is about manifestation, but it's really, you have to manifest, you have to keep going in the positive. So
okay.
They're one or the other. So it's to keep that focus on positive thoughts. And initially, even when you first came on, I have never lost a child, so I have no understanding of any of the emotions that you're going through. So please don't take this as judgment in any sort of way or whatever. But I'm just telling you with the dimes about, you know, and especially with the dimes coming to you, is really about it's instant manifestation, and there is no in-between ground. It's either the positive or the negative. So it's, to keep on that negative is difficult. But also what the 10 means, it's about, number one is about self. And the zero is about spirit, God. So really, what is your relationship with spirit? And the more you think about your relationship with spirit, I think you're going to discover more about the energy, about what's happening. It'll be about more communicating with your daughter, at almost a different level that I don't think you've experienced before. And I feel you're getting tossed the dimes. Like, here, Mom, you got to look at it from a different way.
Wow.
Okay.
So that's what I'm also, you know, I'm getting with that 10, because, and 10 is also when you have a zero, you have divine protection. It's about divine protection. But with the one being at the first, it's also that relationship that you have with the divine. So I believe she's asking you to look at your relationship with the divine in a different way and keeping it positive. And it's going to blossom a new self of you. And what I'm just getting now about picking up from you, once you develop that as a medium yourself, you're going to be able to connect and relate what you've now internally experienced. You'll be able to pass that on to others in such a unique and special way. Mm. So that is my interpretation of those dimes.
Beautiful.
And what it means. So again, really think about that. Go in and work with the divine. Just sit, go in and connect. See
okay.
what it brings you. Okay, and it's something, and write this all down. I think you're going to have a unique connection. I just think, I don't know how to explain it, but it's going to be different. And then I think the connection with you and your daughter, I think you'll get that, you know, that longing that you have right now. I feel there's that longing. And as Vivian talks about that physicality, it's going to be there, but at a different level, and it's a different vibration. And once you get to that vibration, I think you're just going to be ecstatic. So that's just
Fiona.
What I'm picking up and what I'm getting. Yes.
Beautiful.
Fiona, really quickly, you know, I was kind of looking at the number of the day. I know we don't do the number of the day, but I'm kind of looking at the and I'm thinking, is there a message in also for Kim?
What's the date today? The 18th?
9/18/2018. A lot of nines.
Well, the only thing that I'm going to look at is just even so. Oh yeah, because today was her.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
yes. Yeah.
So 18/2000. My head's not working that great today, but that's okay. Well, it is a 29. It's a 29/11, I believe. Yeah, 20. It's a 29/11 two number, and the 29 is a very well. It's 29 is about Job in the Bible that really. It's about, like, and I don't know a lot about the Bible. You know more about the Bible, Rose, than what I do. But it's about Job, and it's really about, it's almost like you're having a dance with the devil until you come to terms and find that light within yourself. Then everything will switch, turn around, and everything that you desire will be there. But it's to go through. It's a difficult number because the next number after it is that 11. It's the first number of stepping in to the master numbers. And whenever you have a master number, it's a higher vibration, and to step into it is extremely difficult because the energy is so intense. It's like 11 times the amount of intensity with that number. So it's for people to understand, it's great. Yes?
Basically, it is a message for her. In other words, to have hope that you are going through time, things are going to work out.
As long as, and again, as long as she stays on the positive side of it. And really, and you know, I'm going to say this then all to you also, but I haven't walked in your shoes, so I want you to understand that. But with saying this to you is it's really important to stay in that positive side. And just I just opened up and I'd say to the word God or whoever you use, say, I don't understand, I don't see the blessings in this experience. Can you please show me the blessings in this experience? Because it's something for you to learn, and I think for you, to me, that's what I keep seeing in the future for you, that you're going to make a connection that you're going to have and you're going to help other people. It's not only going to help you, but it's going to help other people. And by going there, going in this difficult spot that you are and forcing yourself to go there, go into the positive when you're feeling that heaviness around you, that's sheer strength. Yeah, well, that's sheer strength and pushing you. And that's that number 11. That's a strong, strong vibration. So, again, it's to give you that, you know, to understand the intensity of that. It's like you sitting in a fireplace. Oh, it's great. But now picture yourself in the middle and having 11 fireplaces around you. So today's energy has got that, you know, it's to step into that light of illumination and just to trust and to go. And I don't know, it's if you can make that flip, I just think it's all going to be absolutely, everything's going to shift. And I know things, there's divine timing also. So it's that timing, and you phone the show, so maybe this is that divine timing for you to hear something different and maybe try and just experience.
Yes, I think it's going to help. It really is. Staying positive,
right,
and just trying to put my foot in front of another, just to, in front of each other, just to try to I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a deep breath and try to look forward instead of, I guess, looking back.
Yes. It's just,
well,
how
yeah.
can I, you know, again, it's looking forward, to with this whole experience. What if I had to go through? I mean, start to write down. I would definitely write, and I think you'd be amazed at what you'd write as to what has this experience led me through? What has it? What lessons have I learned from this whole experience? So by losing my daughter, I have gained this experience and knowledge and wisdom. So now I can help other people. Again, it's always you're playing it forward and, so just, you know, and it's understanding in the whole, you know, we have, some people say we have 3 to 5 exits in our life path here on Earth each lifetime. Well, this was her exit point, and maybe it was that you guys on the other side got together and said that this was going to happen so that you could further your learning, your understanding, and your wisdom, which you can then share with others. So the wisdom is coming.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's very helpful.
What I've been telling you, remember what I told you needed to write? Because I think it's spirit prompting us, prompting Fiona and all of us to tell you to do that, because you have a story to tell, and not only do you have a story to tell, but you can heal so many others with your understanding of what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? And it's not by chance that you're talking to, you know, 3 mediums right now. That's not by chance. Spirit is, you know, Emily has led you to us. And Emily's been leading you to mediums for a long time. So I don't think that's by chance. I think she wants you to embrace that inner you and bring it out and heal others with it. You know, so I agree 100% with everything Fiona and Vivian are telling you, because we've been through that, haven't we? So you understand now, right?
I'm not the only one saying that.
And you know, it's making a lot more sense.
And, you know, Kim, with what Fiona was saying with the writing, it's so important. The only thing I would change, instead of saying, by losing my daughter, I have learned, I would change that to, by my daughter being in spirit, I have been able to. She stands.
Just the way it's stated.
Because it changes, and Fiona would agree, I'm sure, it changes the vibration, and then you're talking from your heart, and it just is and she is. It's, you know, we think they're gone. And like you're a medium as well, you understand that very well, and we understand they're fine. And then again, but it's the physicality again that
it is.
And it's
the holding and the smelling and the voice and all of that that draws you right back to where you were.
And then, but in them being, you know, in spirit, crossed over, whatever you want to refer to it, in heaven with God, the thing is, they help us like tremendous. Even more than they could be here, even though we would want them to be here. Now they're saying, okay, I'm over here. I'm still here. Like, you know, Mom, sit down and write. And, you know, Fiona's right. Rose is right. Sit down and write. And I'm going to be standing right by your right side. And I'm going to be holding your hand. And I'm going to write with you because you are amazing. Okay. You are a strong woman. And I'm getting told that she just, you know, her sisters is just like, she just vibrates with excitement in all that they do. She just vibrates with excitement. So, you know, it's, we're a mom. We're always gonna miss. But like Fiona said, each day it becomes easier. Some days it's a little bit hard, like anything else, a little bit harder that day. It's just because sometimes it's the way the wind blowing, everything else is affecting us. But then we step forward and we breathe a breath of fresh air again. And then we know our child is doing well, as in spirit, and is right there beside us, helping us in every way they can, because they want us to be great, because they love us with all their might.
That's awesome. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Oh. Thank you for phoning in.
You're
and
welcome.
Again, sorry for your loss, though. But she's just beautiful child. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Kim, real quickly, when you write, you're channeling her.
Mm,
you're gonna get
yes.
her coming through.
Yeah,
so
you have taught me that. That has helped me throughout this. Is writing. You used to always tell me, have a magazine or have something there where you can always write. And I do.
Right.
I do a lot of writing.
Are you right-handed, Kim?
I am.
Okay. I was just curious because she shows me holding your right hand, but sometimes they with automatic writing, they say use your opposite hand. But in this case, I would use your right hand because she's holding it. That's really neat.
Yeah.
So, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies,
so
much.
Thank you. I'll just put you back on mute.
You because she... Earlier, she was showing me Kim hearts when I was talking to you on the phone before we got on the show. She was showing me hearts. So I want to say she's sending lots of love to you today and healing. So know that she's there, okay? She's always
okay,
there.
Okay, I will.
All right, honey.
And
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you,
ladies, so much.
And
okay.
I thank Emily for bringing you here and sharing. And because your voice, Kim, and Emily's voice right now, is sharing all this healing to others as well that is listening. So thank you, Kim and Emily.
Thank
I'll just
you.
Put you back on mute
thank
so you can
much.
Keep listening. You're so welcome.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Bye, Kim.
Wow, you know, just beautiful. That's what this show is all about. Just, and it amazes me how people can just open up their heart, right, girls?
Yes.
Yes.
And they need to. They need to express that. It really does help others to heal because then they can understand that they're not alone. They're not going through that alone. There's others out there that have experienced it. And when you share, you know, you heal each other. And so thank you, ladies, for doing that for Kim. She really needed that today. So
it was the perfect day, the anniversary of Emily. It literally blows my mind how spirit will line things up so we get the help we need, so we get to hear the person that we need to get where we need. It just amazes me. Like, it just does. And that's so. So let's go to our next caller, and that's area code 314. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. And what's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Marietta.
What's your name and where? Yeah. Is that Marietta? I should have recognized her voice.
You said there's no coincidences, and I didn't know what the show was about.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
So
well,
you're going to share, you're gonna share with us. You're going to share with us.
Well, I do.
Yes.
I have a little bit. I've been listening. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. I learned a lot about the dimes. I've been finding dimes a lot. A lot. I usually find pennies. Okay, I'm going. I'm now. Rose knows this. I'm packing up. I am trying to have a state sale. Not trying. I am having a state sale. I had two people come today, and going to sell my house. Well, my dad and this one came through to me because my husband passed away. It's been 27 months. Well, my dad, it's been 11 years, and today the number. Today came out 11, and
wow.
His heaven anniversary or birthday is in 4 days, 22nd of this month. Okay, and I've been seeing a lot of dragonflies, a lot, besides the dime. And I looked down, and I had my lighter, and it has a dragonfly on it. Didn't even realize it. And so the dragonflies, I was just curious, well, kind of about that, but I was curious about the dimes, and I already learned about that. But making sure everything is, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, and everything's positive, you know, about this, you know, I got the stuff that I wanted out, and I'm selling like 95% of my stuff, and it's much.
Oh, wow.
Many, 5.5 generations, okay? And my dad's flag, you know, when he passed, you know, when he was in the Army, okay, well, I got his flag. Well, they gave it to me, and I have it in a frame. And we found it, well, and at first I kept, there's a few, only a few things that I wanted. It's like almost finding a needle in a haystack. I was like, I was picking, you know, this is what I want. There's, like I said, very few of what I wanted. Well, we found my dad's flag. Okay, it was in a box in the basement. And we kept misplacing it, okay? He didn't want to leave. Well, I decided to give it to my son, you know, well, really it'd be my dad's only grandson. And, he left it here, okay? And he didn't mean to. And I did, and I was like, and I kind of talked to him. I was like, I guess you don't want to leave me yet, you know?
Mm.
And I'm just, I don't know. I don't even know what. You said it was no coincidence. So I stayed on the line,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Perfect.
And
perfect.
Is it maybe my dad's coming? I mean, that this is all positive. It's a good thing that I'm what I'm doing, and then I'm going to sell the house, you know?
I think so.
At first I was thinking it was my husband. My dad's name is John. And it's been 11 years, and September 22nd would be 11 years.
So, Marietta, I think I think the reason that part of the reason that you called in, you said, is it your dad's crossover date in 3 days, or is it your
4 days. 4 days.
It's your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad.
4 days.
Yeah,
so probably,
years.
Right, it probably is your dad, but I think you need to talk about what do you need to release in your heart as far as your grief goes? Who do you need to talk about here? Do you need to talk about your dad, or is it John, or your husband's name is Jack?
Or my husband, yeah. My dad's name is John, or my husband's Jack.
Right, so tell people.
I think
Basically, why don't you tell people what it is that happened to you with your husband so people kind of understand that? And maybe there's somebody out there. You can heal by telling that story, you know, by telling that story. So, because I get the feeling that that's what's going on here.
Okay. Well, 27 months ago, my husband passed away. He was an owner-operator. It was in a truck accident. It happened in another state. They want so much money. We had to cremate him, okay? Well, I'm also torn between, because he never wanted me to sell this place. I have 6 acres, you know, in the house. Like, he kept telling me that. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. You know, don't sell the place, you know. And I've tried. I'm fighting the insurances. I'm just at my wit's end. You know, and I'm ready to sprinkle his ashes out on the property, you know. And then I'm kind of torn between that, you know, to do that. And I know in my heart, I mean, it took me a while. Should I have done this before? I just physically could not. I wasn't mentally, you know, because it took me a good year and a half. I was in shock, you know, that I finally decided and I make my move, you know, and I'm getting things, you know, what I truly need and a few things that I want. And then I've been praying about it and no regrets. And okay. Could it be Jeff, my husband? You know, unless I said dragonflies, a lot. I'm seeing them flying in the air, multiple ones, you know. And I mean, and I live out in the country. It's not like you wouldn't see one here or there,
well,
but nothing like this.
I think it's more of him wanting to acknowledge that it's okay to let go. Because sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to let go and move on. And I think that in your heart you're feeling like you can't because he told you not to. But sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we have to move on, you know. And I think maybe that's what he's trying to tell you. It's okay to have that estate sale and to move on, you know, and you're learning that. You're learning that. What do you ladies
right.
think? What do you think? What do you think, Vivian?
Mariette, I just have one question for you. What would you say the hardest part of moving on is after your husband died?
Moving on. I mean, moving from here or just
moving on with your life. Yes, with your life. With him not being in it. As
all the memories.
In physicality.
Being alone. It's more, I guess, being alone, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to move on from that too, you know. This was our home, you know. This was
mm-hmm.
I love it. I love the. I was a weekend kind of country girl, you know, not a 7 days a week country girl, and granted, it took me about 3 years to get used to it, and then I'm like, I love it, you know, and just. If we lived in St. Charles, I don't think I would have had a regret on moving on. I think it's moving away from home, you know, like this is a place.
Could it be releasing because it means when you release the property and you let things go and you sell your property, that's part of him. So it's
mm-hmm.
releasing him totally, and that
yes.
for you is very
yes.
hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense, Vivian?
Yes. It's the real, you know, when I hear your voice, it's like you said, it's where we grew and where you live together, where you spent your time together. It means you look around and it's him. It's your life with him. Correct.
Correct.
Correct. So this is and it's even though we move on, like you're saying, we move on and we heal and that it doesn't mean that at times that doesn't cause us still sorrow and. And the word nostalgic comes back to us because when I think of nostalgic, I think of it's more than just thinking back. It has such nostalgic has all the emotions and at times comes rushing like a movie. It comes rushing back to you, but it also can be like what Fiona Rose was saying. It can also be like and it's okay when you pick on an item and say, oh, okay, this was you know I remember we spent time doing this game we did and now I'm selling it. It's actually a good
right.
time to look at the items. Oh, I remember this. I remember the memories with it. And then you would just take the love from it. And then once
right.
you take the love from it, it's just an item. And then you just let it go. And
that's
all.
What it's
doing.
It's been a
perfect.
Struggle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Struggle.
And it, yeah.
I'm taking, like I said, a few things. Like I'm taking our photo album when we got married. Mm-hmm. Very few things. And I have to leave the rest. I have to leave. You know, the rest behind because, I mean, like you said, and you went through it, you look at it, you know, and it's like, if so, I would be like taking it the whole house again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I went through months and months and months of praying about it and meditating and, you know, and just, okay, just give me the strength, you know? And I had to have like, friends and some family to come out and help me. I mean, I was stuck. I could not,
mm-hmm.
just couldn't, you know? And And I'm just like, listen, do I really want this? And this is what I'm asking them. They're like, no, you don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't.
It's about,
and, you know.
It is definitely about moving on and letting go. And it is definitely about, you know, him feeling like, you know, if I let go of all this, I'm letting totally go of him. But, you know, change or not, because he's always going to be there. You know,
right.
It's you're not letting go of him by letting go of those physical things, because you got to think, when we live in the physical world, we think on a physical plane. But when we're in a spiritual world, like he is right now, he's thinking on very much a spiritual, heartfelt, heart-driven way of understanding. So he completely understands what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? He understands, because like Vivian said earlier, you know, to to Kim, you actually, they can actually feel our emotions, you know. And so he's feeling what you're feeling, and he hears in his, you know, in the way, you know, they hear our thoughts. So he knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're feeling. He knows what you're going through. He's going through it at the same time with you. So he completely understands where you're coming from. Don't feel bad about letting go of those things. As Vivian said, hold on to the beautiful love and memories from them, and then
right.
let them go. Because it's mm-hmm. going to help you in the long run. There is a reason, honey, that he collected the things he did. You
right.
know
oh,
that, right?
Much and many. Right.
Yeah, because some of the things that he collected are worth money. And this is the thing. That's what's going to help you out of this.
Right, right,
so
right,
you
right.
have to, you have to let that go. You have to.
What do you
know
say about these dragonflies? What do you think about this? And
I think
and
it's just Jack trying to, I think that's just Jack trying to let you know that he's around you and he's in support of you. And that, you know, dragonflies, you know, they're carefree. They live in the sun. They live in the light. They look at the positive. You know, you got to look at the symbolism behind that dragonfly. And I really feel like that's what he's trying to show you. Marietta, look towards the light. Keep it your head up, honey. Keep your head up and keep moving forward. And that's what he's trying to tell you.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree, Vivian and Fiona?
Yeah. You
well,
know, Marietta, I do have to go ahead, Fiona.
What I'm just going to say to you, Marietta, is just that it's what really shocked me with my mom. And when I put my mom's house up for sale, and when the offer came through for me personally, I mean, I hadn't fully gone through. It's just, it was like almost when the sale came through, it was like I was shocked at how it hit me, because to me, it was one of that was the final thing of letting go of my mom. And I was actually shocked how it affected me at that time. So I know I needed to take time understanding that feeling, because that was the last big physical thing, because we had, you know, I still had stuff to go through in her house, but they were just things. This was her physical, and it was always mom's house. So it was big for me, and it was a shock for me. But then when the house was sold and my husband and I were going through the walkthrough, he said, do you want to go and say goodbye? I said, nope, I've done through it with moving all those final things out, and the house is clear and empty. And I said, no, I've done my job. I've gone through. We've brought stuff home that we still have to go through ourselves. But yours is a little bit different situation. But I'm just kind of giving you that warning too of when the actual offer comes through on the house. That's
right.
That final goodbye to that physical establishment. But just wanted to let you know, and that just came to my mind about sharing with you, to let you know it's those stages of letting go. And then once it's all done, it's like a big weight was actually lifted off my shoulders.
Right. I feel that.
And I'm glad that you spoke up about that, because that's exactly what I wanted to convey to her. And I didn't even remember that, you know, I didn't even think about you going through that. And I'm glad, I'm really glad that you spoke up and you told her that, because that's exactly mm-hmm. what I was feeling, is that, God, that's, you know, it's so hard to let go of them in the physical, in every aspect. And isn't it amazing that this show has been about that? Even with Kim, that's
yeah.
what it was about.
Yeah.
Letting
yeah.
go of
you know,
the physical aspect of spirit, or of this life, this 3D world that we live in every day, that we feel like we're that's all we are, which is not true. We're all spiritual too, and we live in both those worlds. And once you cross over, you're not material anymore. So you tend to think on it more of a spiritual level. And so I love that you pointed that out, Fiona. Thank you so much for that.
Can I add that? Yes. I just like to add, you know, Fiona, it's interesting. You did something that subconsciously, energetically, and that is awesome. And I just want to say it out loud, for the reason is because some people will be able to do it not so easily energetically. But it's like I was telling Marietta, if it's an item that she has to let go of, just to, you know, think of the love, the memories, connect that with your heart, and then just say, okay, it's done, and let it go. And what you mentioned about going through the house and doing that walkabout, I remember when I was doing the GREES certification course, in the building we were at, the instructor, Dr. Jane Simon, she says, now I want you to walk around in this building everywhere you've been and take every part of you back. Take every part of you back. Don't leave nothing there. Don't leave any of your energy there. So like Mary, like Fiona, you did it. You just did it. You just knew to do it. But many people don't. So you literally go, like I literally went to each area where I went to in that building, and I said, any energy, because you leave energetic footprints, right? So when you're giving something mm-hmm. away, you want to yeah. disconnect from that. So Marietta, in your case, like if it's the house, you would literally walk through every room. You've already done that with the items. You're starting to do that already. And the best thing, mm-hmm. then it's just an item. Then it's just a house. It's no longer a home, so it's easier to let go. And I'm sure if I bring Kim back on the line right now, because I know I hold on to a lot of things of my sons. And, you know, this reminded me how to let things go, a little, you know, of things to let go that I can let go, that I need to let go of. So this is, you know, this is beautiful. We learn from all you callers, you know. It's, and Marietta, that is, I thank, and Fiona to share that. It's a big way to heal, a big way.
Thank you, and God bless Tim. I listened to that, and I've lost many, and no, I don't ever want to. I don't know that loss, and so I can't relate to it. But that's why I was just like, God bless her, you know, for even coming on today.
All losses are great, right? Just in different ways, and us sharing, like you sharing your loss, it helps so many people heal, because it's all to do with love and compassion. Oh my goodness! In the house you're thinking of selling, that you're selling now?
Yeah, my father passed away in the house. Yes, 11 years ago.
Wow.
Well, it's going to be 11 years.
So there's a double.
Oh wow! Yeah.
There's a double letting go there. You're not just letting go of Jack. You're letting go of your dad.
I
know.
I know.
Sure.
You're not
through.
Letting go of him, but through the physical thought, the physical energy, like Vivian and Fiona are saying, that's what you're letting go of. And it
right.
just doesn't, you know, you know instinctively, it feels funny, but you know that they're there. You know,
So make sure you go through, like, with your when you're going through the house, with your dad as well, because you want to collect all your energy there, all that you've left
mm-hmm.
there, because you want, when you want to leave there, you want to be full Marietta. You don't want to be half full. You want to
right.
be full
right.
Marietta, right?
Yes, I
so,
do.
So, you know, and
be,
I think.
Yes, I want to be totally full again.
And you know, you asked us about that today and telling us about this. It's just such an important, and I have to say I kind of forgot about it because she was using it in a different context, but I can see it. So clearly that is so important for everybody to do. And that's why people will always say, well, I wish I went to sold a home. And they're always longing for that home, always longing to be back there. If you're longing to be back somewhere, it's because you still got the strings of connection there. And there can be love and a lot of good memories there.
The cord.
You just need to take those love and memories and bring it back to you and just, like, take scissors and just imaginary, just cut it, and it's done.
That's
or just blow on it.
No regrets.
Yeah. But go through and pick up all that beautiful love. And then
process. I mean, just saying it's one thing, but actually, sometimes the ritual of
you
doing
to,
something.
You physically walk. Yeah, you got to physically walk each room, and with you, I would walk it for your husband, with your husband, and you're physically walking it with your dad as well.
Okay.
And
all right.
Both.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
I stayed on. I didn't know if I was getting on, but I listened to you in the beginning. You said there's a reason
you got on the
line, and you said it was no coincidence. So I said, okay, all righty then. I didn't know.
Right.
I know.
Now
I didn't
know
what it was about today.
Now you know.
I do.
You know.
I do.
Now you know that's you know, that is what you've been feeling, and I knew it. And I was like, man, that's what she's doing right there. This is, and I don't know where that came from that I knew that, because I haven't been through the experiences that Fiona and you have as far as losing a loved one and having to, you know, get rid of everything that you had that actually connected to them. I've never been through that, so I couldn't tell you. I guess that had to have come from spirit, and spirit telling me basically, you know, this is what she's doing, you know.
Right.
So I don't think there's any coincidence about the day, and I'm not a master numerologist like Fiona is, but I will tell you, nines are about letting go. And today it's the ninth month, and if you add the one and the eight, that's another nine, right?
Yes.
This is something that stands out to me, and I will say that is very much about letting go of things and moving on. And I think that's what it's just so such a great spirit is really working on us today with this topic. You know that, Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is how much I have. The home is a little over 20. Well, it's 2,400 square foot. I always called it a little over 2,200. I couldn't remember the number. Okay, 2,400 square foot. But then there's basement, so 2,400 square foot. Okay, the basement looks like a warehouse. Okay, and I mean, from stuff that's 200 years old. I mean, it's like great. You know, I mean, whatever. Down to my grandkids' things, you know. We went through and kind of just got, you know, I let all my kids, you know, here, take what you want. And don't think that they didn't, too. They were taking, like, freaking things that I could sell, like ladders and stuff like that, you know. And I was like, I thought they were going to take personal things, but whatever. And then they came out today, and it is so much that they said that they need to, like, basically bring the stuff and go to an auction house. You know, because like I said, I'm trying to walk away with.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because then
they're
going to help you to let that stuff go, and you're going to make
the
money you need to get by. So you just need to move on and let that go. Vivian, you had something you want. Vivian, you had something you wanted to say, hon?
No, go ahead. No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, Marietta, we're going to have to move on, honey. But
all right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing
your
story,
lovely
because
ladies.
I think just sitting here discussing this with everyone has really helped.
It was
a lot
beautiful,
of
Marietta.
Thank
and thank you, Marietta,
thank
for
you.
Thank you for trusting us and staying on the line.
Yeah,
that was really good.
I know. At first, I thought, oh no, and then I thought, no.
That's why I said that.
Yes,
that's why I said that. Beautiful. So keep listening. I'll just put you on mute. Okay, Marietta, thank you so much. And good luck with the
love
sale.
Mary.
It's going to go terrific.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Okay. I'll just go to the upcoming shows. So on Thursday, on September 20th, it's the Soul Sisters show, and that's with your host Sue Shoemaker and Ann Anola, and they got open lines all show long. So there you go. So if you didn't get a free mini reading, you can call in on Thursday. And on Friday, September 21st, it's the Goddess Guidance Show, and that's with your host, Shakti Devi and Nakia Leo. And on this episode, Nakia Leo is actually performing a live on-air Mabon ritual. And I didn't have time to Google this. I have no idea what it is. So I'm going to be totally surprised. I'm sure it's awesome knowing these girls. And also, it says to check out their last episode that prepares you for this coming Friday as well. And you can find all the last episodes at www.psychictalk.net, where you can listen to the past shows, see the upcoming shows, and that's, and yeah, everything's there. On Saturday, September 22nd, on the Psychic Saturday Show with your host, Mary Brown, Dax Carlisle, they're joined by their special guest co-host, Sharana Rapsik, and they were taking your calls for free mini readings again, questions and discussion all hour long. On September 23rd, Sunday, is the premiere episode of our newest show, Coach Cosmic Cafe. So you join Dax Carlisle as he introduces you to the new host, Coach Daniels, and he is an author, certified tarot master, and palmist. So that'll be a new show. So again, next Tuesday, you're back with us. The Power of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. And we are doing all lines, open lines, all show long, because today we can do the mini readings. So make sure you come back and join us then. And I thank you again for the ones that stuck on the line, even though I said we're no free readings. There's no coincidence that you came on this show as well today. So the call-in number is always the same for the shows. And you'll find that all that information on www.psychictalk.net. Now, I just want to say a lady, actually, it's so neat because in the show where I'm actually watching the switchboard, I'm watching the chat rooms, I'm watching even private messages in case somebody has a private message, and Spirit, I'm sure, helps me keep it all lined up. So this lady actually wrote at the beginning of the show, she said, "I love the show today. Such a nice message. I started crying because I miss the physicalness of my mom. I just want to feel a hug together." And I think that's a lot of it,
I'm sorry. I was going to say that.
No, that's it. Yeah, that's good. And that's so.
Thank you for that.
That's a beautiful message. And you're always welcome. We do this show every month. It's always the third Tuesday because the power of three and three. And as we saw today, this spirit guides and your spirit and your loved ones in spirit always line things up so you can get the help you need. So join us again and join us every week because we're here Tuesday waiting to hear your beautiful voice and connecting with you. Rose?
Always. Always, right? And it's always a party with spirit, right, Vivian?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So we'll end the show on that note. And we thank everybody for listening in. And join us again next week. Thank you.
Thank you. And if we didn't get to your calls, we apologize, but call in again. And on Thursday, there's that mini readings, open lines, and we're back Tuesday. And again, we're here, the monthly show. And you can always send us questions even before the month if you want to, and we can send you a replay of the show. So love you all. Remember to smile. Your smile can change the world.
Yes. Beautiful show. Thanks,
Rose. Bye.